Now I realize I probably should have brought up this topic a lot earlier in the year for some of us, but it's never too late. I want to talk about one of our biggest problems. One of our biggest problems as individuals, and perhaps one of our biggest problems as communities at large. If you ever think about it, we are probably the only Jewish community. I want everyone to think about your own Jewish community. It doesn't speak Hebrew. It doesn't speak a language that's a Jewish language. It integrates Hebrew to Yiddish, Hebrew to Bavli Aramaic, Ladino. We don't have a Jewish language. We don't speak Hebrew. And if you haven't thought about the effect of our lack of Hebrew, so let's think about it together. I don't even need to get started with davening. Davening's hard. We don't understand what we're saying. Of course it's hard. Doesn't mean as much. Kriyas HaTorah. Of course we get bored. We don't know what we're talking about. The Megillah. We're supposed to get excited when we hear about the story of Megillah and Esther. But we don't know what's flying, so we follow along with our fingers. We don't have Hebrew. I heard a podcast recently from Tikva by Rav Walby. He had two more pieces. He said, it's really hard to talk about God in English. You've all looked at English translations. They're not very spiritual. I mean, I want you to imagine thinking about davening and being really spiritual with the words Lord, grace. I mean, they have Hebrew equivalents. Emuna, bitachon, ava. But there's something in the English, in the translation, that, you know what, it's probably just easier we don't use the word God a lot. And the result is we just don't talk about it. You know, always wondered if understanding Israel, you know, Israeli politics, Israel-Palestinian conflict, how much of that is because we can't read or listen to Israeli radio, read Israeli newspapers, and even when we hear Israeli politicians trying to defend themselves on anything from CNN to BBC, 98% of the time they sound terrible and don't come out so well. Because some things don't translate well. But if we had a better Hebrew, we could understand things better. Think about any group that you've ever lived next to that you couldn't understand their language. And everyone has a different group perhaps in mind, whether it's, again, everyone from where you're from. Imagine a group of people that only speak Spanish or Russian or Portuguese. How well can you understand who they are? How well can you become friendly with them? How well can you understand their culture if you can't speak and understand their language? Okay, we grew up, I was in YU for four plus years, probably more. Puerto Ricans, I can't communicate, can't tell you a single thing about their culture. How many of you think that our understanding of Jewish culture, of Torah, of Halakha, of Tanakh, of Judaism, of Eretz Yisrael, is completely hindered because of our lack of Hebrew? I mean, think about it. From a religious perspective, if I have a better Hebrew, if I have a great Hebrew, learning, I can learn. So not, you know, I don't know how many of you had the opportunity to watch any of your staff learn with their children. Rav Sussman is occasionally here with one of his kids when he comes to visit. Rav Ebner, there were years where his grandson would come. You'd see them sitting and learning. And the Gemara, or whatever text they're learning, it's not a second language. It's literally second nature. Israelis can learn. When I sit down with my son, okay, my son's 10. He's a little bit younger than you guys. And I ask him a question on the Parsha, and he doesn't know the answer. So I take a Chumash, no English, no Sefaria. I take a Chumash, I put it in front of him, and I say, read. And he comes across a word, he doesn't understand. I say, okay, read me Rashi. That's learning. Because we have Hebrew. Israeli yeshivot are eons ahead of many other places. Because the text is second nature. And we're all missing out. I'd even go as far to say, you know, the Rambam very often talks about groups and categories of people, secondary categories. We usually get very offended by it, often because it's aimed at certain populations, because they can't read and write. I've got to be honest with you. many of us are the illiterate women that Rambam was talking about. We can't read and write Hebrew. We can't understand what's going on in davening. We can't read a Jewish text. We're Jewishly illiterate. How good can our Judaism be? How good can our anything, our conversation, how good of a Jew can we be when we're not understanding or have access to half of what's going on? Now there's, methodologically, it's always a good time to tell a good Hasidic story. But I'm going to ask for Mechila and Rashut from Rav Ebner, who's not here. I'm going to tell a story, and then I'm going to deconstruct the story. We all know the story, perhaps, if we don't, the Baal Shem Tov and the story of the little kid in the back of the shul with the flute. And it's Yom Kippur, and the kid is playing the flute. Right? Why is he playing the flute? He doesn't know Hebrew, he's not a daven, but he knows he has to do something. So he plays the flute, and the people are ready to shoot him and kill him, and they get him to stop. And all of a sudden the Baal Shem Tov turns around, and he says, what happened? The Shari Shemayim, the gates of heaven were open, and they were closed. They opened for him. It's a beautiful story. It's a terrible story. Because it teaches us that you don't need to know how to daven, you don't need how to read Hebrew, you don't even have to have text, you don't have to be able to do anything, just play a flute. And sometimes we grow up on that story, and it's a beautiful, inspiring story. And I think it hurts us. You don't have to know the rules of the shul. You don't know how to use a sitter. You don't have to know. It's the ultimate postmodern moment of spirituality. That's not Judaism. Now I can order anything, imitation anything, on Alibaba. I can order anything I want. It shows up 5 days later for nothing more than 99 cents, a shekel and a half, pick your currency, and give it 3 days, it falls apart, and you throw it out. That's called imitation. Without Hebrew, without understanding and accessing, sometimes I'm worried we're living in imitation Judaism. And I'm worried what happens to Chinese crap that you order online. And what happens when that's our Judaism? I have a feeling, if anyone here was a business major, recently his numbers that keep going up, and they told you that for your career advancement, you have to learn Chinese, I'd be willing to bet that 90% of you would start taking classes on Chinese, putting Chinese on all the time so you could hear it, take summer classes, go for some sort of immersive activity class over the summer, and I'd be willing to bet that if your career depended on it, you would learn whatever language you needed to learn. And if that's the case, why in the world haven't we done that with Hebrew? Why haven't we said to ourselves, our religious lives, our yeshiva experiences, our Liman HaTorah, our davening, our spirituality depends on our knowledge of Hebrew, of Lashon HaKodesh? Why haven't we made the time and the effort? And each and every one of us has to answer that question. One thing I will say, especially for all those that are leaving, I don't know a single university that doesn't have a Hebrew class, a biblical grammar class, a conversationalist class in your Hillel or JSOC or whatever it might be. I would almost dare to say you have a religious obligation to take that class. You have a religious obligation next year to continue to grow your Judaism. Let learning Hebrew help you, because it'll help you learn. It'll help you learn Mishnah Berurah or Mishnah Torah or your davening or create a Torah. Embrace the tools that you have accessible next year and start learning Hebrew and learning Hebrew well. And Al-Chet Shechatanu for any of us that hasn't learned Hebrew, but please don't think that you've gone through your year in Israel, whatever, I didn't learn, or you've gone through the first 3 months of your year in Israel. The time is now. Learn Hebrew. And you, your community, your family, your future will be better for it. Shirim.